Reading and Culture. Read and answer the questions. I am a teacher in charge of a virtual classroom. This doesn't mean I'm made of pixels and computer chips. It means that I sit at my laptop and speak into my webcam. The children in my class sit at home and watch my image and see the slides that I project. They can ask questions through a comments tool. We are an unusual class as we are thousands of miles apart, but our commitment to learning is stronger than you would see in an everyday school. Those people who go to school and see a teacher that supervises their learning in person find it difficult to comprehend the idea of a virtual classroom. They think that as my students don't turn up to a building somewhere, then they're able to leave the computer on and choose not to learn. Therefore, they're sometimes jealous of my virtual students. But what they don't realise is that my students are actually more committed to learning than any others I've ever worked with. They have struggled to find a place to learn because they live somewhere isolated and the buildings do not exist to allow them to attend. My students are glad to have the chance to gain an education and are very studious. Every single one of my students gets an A for effort. They never want the classes to end. They're often disappointed when it's time to stop learning and close the link. Often the anonymity of learning like this gives my students the confidence to speak out more and to engage fully with their education. Think about what you might achieve by working with me online. You might be surprised at how quickly you become a real eager beaver and by the amount of ground that we cover in our classes.